The program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I call your attention today to Psalms 14, verse 1. Listen to this great writer. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have none abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Then Psalms 53 is almost identical to this. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Evidently, God is trying to get a point across. It's no surprise that the Bible labels the unbeliever as a fool. The purpose of the Bible is to produce faith. Romans 10:17 says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When the evidence is overwhelmingly in favor of God and His revealed truth, to reject it indeed is to be foolish. Even human reasoning demands that there is a higher power. There is evidence of almighty power and intelligence everywhere about us. The Word of God has been preserved for centuries, each inspired writer adding his part to this wonderful library of volumes. The Bible itself is a miracle, and the fact that we have it declares that God is. Many, many prophecies have been fulfilled to the letter. It is a historical fact that Christ lived, our calendar being based on His appearance in history. We see men who were unbelievers and doubters give their lives freely unto death for Christ, for Christianity. The Bible is the perfect code of morality. In the light of this, to deny God and the inspiration of the Scriptures, indeed, is to be exceedingly foolish. But we are living in the age of unbelief today, and even professed religious men are denying the historical doctrines of Christianity. Infidelity, many times, is parading itself in colleges and universities in the land in the name of scholarship. Denominations seem to be divided over the liberal and the conservative approach to the religion, belief, and unbelief. Someone has said, a liberal modernism is seeking to tell the people that a God without wrath brought man without sin into a kingdom without a judgment through a Christ without a cross. What a statement, what an indictment. The Bible is looked upon as man seeking after God and not necessarily God's revelation to man of himself. Sociology has taken place of theology, the study of God. The spirit of the age has so influenced man that it is hard to find people with a definite set of convictions in reference to the Bible, in reference to right and wrong. Believe what you like, we are told today. Or rather, don't believe anything. Yes, you say, oh, I'm not an unbelieving fool. But what do we believe? What do we believe? Are we deeply grounded in the Word of God? Do we know what the Word of God says? What kind of God do we believe in? Is it the all-holy, almighty God of eternity who has spoken to us through His Son, Jesus Christ? Do we believe in the divine Son of the living God who appeared upon the pages of history and has manifested Himself through miracles in a sinless life and dying on the Oregon cross to be raised again the third day, to be our Savior and to be our hope of eternal life? Yes, are we grounded in God's Word? Do we believe the church that is found in the Bible? Well, you say, yes, I believe the Bible. You do? Do we believe it? But what about our works? Paul tells us in Titus 1:16 of some people who profess that they knew God, but by their works they denied Him. I'm afraid this description fits a lot of people today. There are those who believe and accept just certain portions of the Bible also, and whatever might fit into their denominational slant of thinking, rather than just simply accepting the New Testament Scriptures as such by themselves. Yes, the unbelieving fool, do we believe the Bible? Are we obeying the Word of God? Thank you for listening today.